Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. Special treat. We have the great Kimberly Guilfoyle on the line.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Kim. Former Trump advisor and prosecutor and Fox broadcaster and author. And now she's got herself a new show on the video platform Rumble, which starts March 2nd, which is next week. It's going to be called The Kimberly Guilfoyle Show. Tell us about The Kimberly Guilfoyle Show, Kim.
I love it. Well, one of the best parts, it's on Rumble. So, yeah, you can follow me at Kimberly Guilfoyle, and you get KG for free, Larry, okay? I mean, you're a brilliant economist. I think that's pretty good value, baby.
I love that.
Okay?
So
then you can diversify your portfolio and get a little bit of at Donald Trump Jr. So we're on there, and it's fantastic. And the best part about it, I was so proud of Don to get a new job and so proud that it's job that he's going to be able to keep. He's not going to get fired, right?
You think? I mean, it's going to have to work at it.
yeah. We're going to be in competition, but uncancelable, uncensored, and just, you know, a great marketplace of ideas. We've got people on there, everybody from like Russell Brand to David Rubin, Dan Bongino, our great friends. So it's really fun. It's great to upload on there. And people have just been incredibly enthusiastic and very responsive. And it's really collaborative because we get a lot of viewer comments back and forth. I'll be live every Monday and Thursday at 4 o'clock, and then going on locals to do some Q&A back and forth live during the show, and some also maybe special behind the scenes stuff too. I think I might do some cooking stuff. It was very fun, like cooking with KG, eating with Don, because my honey never saw a meal that he didn't want to eat and devour, so he didn't miss many meals.
All right, well, good for you. Kim, I want to ask you something. You were down there for this Club 47 event or Club 45 event.
Yes, and they renamed it now, right? Their group, the Club 47.
So what? Just tell me what it was, because apparently President Trump spoke very well, had a big crowd, had turned people away. And I kind of missed this one, and I wondered if you could catch us up, because you were there. You and Don Jr. were there, according
to
some reports.
Don actually went. It was a very well-attended event. It was sold out, you know, far in advance.
Well, I'm losing you.
The whole big thing there when they were there, say, now we're going to be Club, you know, 47, you know, obviously with aspirations to be the 47th president of the United States for the 2024 election. But, you know, it's an enthusiastic group. They have a lot of America First people, MAGA speakers come. The president really was incredibly well received. He really enjoyed the event. So this has been a group that's been going very strong and continues, you know, from after even the 2020 election and going forward. But it's just like the momentum and enthusiasm you see from the base, you know, for the president, like when he went to East Palestine, really showing up with tremendous leadership for Americans that needed him the most, that are suffering. And then you look at the juxtaposition of President Biden spending President's Day in Ukraine, giving away our hard-earned tax dollars instead of being here to support the people that needed it most. And then, you know, begrudgingly, reluctantly, you know, Buttigieg showed up, you know, the next morning after President Trump. But it's just unbelievable. And I just love this whole movement, because you see people like our great friend John Rourke at Blue Line moving, bringing, you know, pallets of water and food and supplies that the president provided to the people who were, you know, really suffering and needed it the most. You know, like we heard the story of the mom who couldn't get water. She didn't have a car, so she would walk such a far distance with her two children to be able to go and get the water. And now somebody gave her a car. She got a second car. She saw another mother that was doing the same thing, walking with the kids, and she gave that car to that mom to be able to take care of her children. That's what makes this country great. We step up for one another. We are there when it matters most. And it's really unfortunate that we have, you know, a president in an office, and again, my personal opinion, that really is not putting Americans first. It's too much about exporting America, weakening America. We're not seen in the same position by adversaries that would do us harm. Whether it's Putin, you know, pulling out unilaterally of the START program. I'm not saying he will commit to the, you know, deal that we had with him about not having nuclear proliferation. I mean, these should be things of grave concern for Americans and, quite frankly, for the world. But instead, now we've got China spy balloons, you know, North Korea thumbing their nose at us. It's very dangerous times. I mean, I'm sure you would agree that these are things that affect the markets. They affect the economy. They affect safety at home and national security.
Well, I think the really interesting part of this is how bad Biden and Buttigieg looked in contrast to how good Trump looked in this this Palestine thing. I mean, those guys, they should have been there from day one before he left for Ukraine or Poland. I mean, they both should have been there day two, you know. This is a major national emergency story, and they weren't, and they're still not. I mean, Biden won't go. Buttigieg went, and everybody booed him out of there. So
booed him. He went at 7 a.m. and bailed out of there. It's unbelievable. By the way, I don't care. Like, oh, we can blame it on their staffers. I don't think so. You don't even need one staffer to tell you what the right thing to do is, okay? That falls on Biden. That falls on Buttigieg. They should have shown up. They needed to be there. They have completely abdicated any responsibility or even sense of morality or ethics to say, well, let's do the right thing, right? Most things in life, it's pretty clear what the right thing to do is. The right thing was to be there for the people, to understand the situation on the ground, to make sure it doesn't happen again, and to take measures to bring relief to Americans that are suffering instead of leaving them behind. And it's just sad. But, you know, when elections have consequences, people have to think about, is this the guy that they want to remain as president in 2024? And there's one person I know that definitely thinks he should be out of office, and that is President Trump. And that's why he's still fighting. He's never abandoned the people. Mm. It doesn't matter if you're in the White House or not. He's still showing up and making sure that Americans are taken care of. And that's a big deal. You know, people relate to him. And you saw that in the 2016 election, sort of that grassroots populist America First movement. President Trump now showing up, you know, at McDonald's. You and I both know him so well. That's what he likes to eat. You know, he's just authentic. And people relate to that. They love it. You know, and that's why he is so popular. And well, that's why he's not concerned about anybody else running. The more the merrier, just like in 2016.
He looked, I saw him at dinner last Saturday night. He looked great. And he has a lot of energy. I want him to talk more about the economy, Kim. I want him to really redevelop the New York Economics Club speech of September 2016. He's got to show people growth and prosperity, because Bidenomics and Bidenflation is a dismal failure. And that's ultimately what's going to be determinant. Anyway, we're out of time. Kim Guilfoyle starts on Rumble March 2nd. Everybody,
live
dial it up. All right, love. Take
all
care.
Right,
thank you,
Larry.
Kimberly.
All
take
right,
care. All right, folks, I'm Kudlow. We're going to do some stock market work in the next hour. It wasn't such a great week, but I'm still here. We're just kind of muddling through this program, aren't we? We're muddling through.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.